Hello, I'm Dr. Lou Condor, technical communicator, writer, editor, and adjunct lecturer at California State University, Dominguez Hills. Welcome to C Cubed, Clear, Concise Communication. This is the podcast for the information design course. In this class, we discuss document design, layout, graphics, and usability in technical documentation.
Hi class, we're going to talk a little bit about the Gunning-Fogg Index. You're like, what is that? Well, believe it or not, there are some really cool tools out there that would help you do a lot more with your writing. Now, you're going, well, what is it? It's an index developed by Robert Gunning in the 50s, and we're just choosing one index. There's a lot of these indices out there. The index is a way to calculate writing to match the reader's grade level. In other words, measuring readability. Accurate to one grade level. That's pretty cool. So this is a pretty tried and true index, but there are other ones out there, the Fleischmann Kincaid, which Microsoft uses. So if you ever run it and turn it, you have to turn it on. But if you run it and you run grammar check, it'll pop up at the end. And I'll show an example of that in the classroom, but you'll really like that. What it is, it's a readability score. So education levels for the Gunning-Fogg are 1 through 8, which is elementary school, 9 through 12, which is high school, and 13 through 16, it's post-secondary. Once, I think at the end, if it's past 16, it's like 8, past 18 maybe, which is like a master's degree, then take and kind of do a plus. Some of them do pluses, some don't. So what are the rules to this? Just so you have an idea, you don't really need to know them, but it'll give you an idea of how the Gunning-Fogg is being run. Sentences end with, you know, typical punctuation, periods, question marks, exclamation points, not semicolons, colons, or commas. Do not count proper nouns or hyphenated compound words. It counts the number of syllables in each word by reading the word aloud. So you can sort of think of it that way. Count abbreviations as their original whole word, and counts lists as one sentences each if items are separated by commas or semicolons. Lists with full sentences like this one count for as many sentences that are on the list. Now, what's the formula? Yes, it's a mathematical formula. So I'm going to describe it to you, and then in the posted lecture you'll see in the files, you'll actually see the formula. You take a segment of text that's at least 100 words long. Divide the number of words by the number of sentences. Count the number of words with at least 3 syllables. That's really important in most of these indexes. Divide the number of words with at least 3 syllables by the total number of words. Then you multiply the number from step 4 by 100 and add to the number from step 2. I know this sounds a little all like, wow, I'm never going to envision this. But once you look at the lecture, you'll see it. So then we multiply the number from step 5 by 0.4. And you'll be able to see this in the posted lecture, of course. So that's why I'm saying just check it out. And check it out maybe while I'm reading it, you know, because I was reading it off of that. So it'll be very helpful. Now, I grabbed an example from Wikipedia in the lecture, and I want you to look at it because I just chose Wikipedia, so I didn't grab any copyrighted material, but all it is just really showing something from NASA. And if you look at that, you'll see that the Gunning-Fogg Index is 18.25, which is pretty amazing, but it's the number of words with 3 plus syllables is 26, and that's where the number went up. The number of punctuation marks, for example, a period, is 5. And that's not a ton. So it's just to keep in mind that the sentences are also long. I don't normally write for that number unless my target audience are either engineers, scientists, people with PhDs. So that's when you kind of write higher than the level. But generally, I'll be writing for a regular public audience. Now, give it a try. There are online calculators, which you can just Google. And so there's a couple of them out there. A lot of the easy ones you just paste into a box and say, go. So that's the great part about all these indexes. Because they're math formulas, you don't have to remember it. But you might want to know it just to know what it's doing in the background. Now, there are different indexes for different purposes, and sometimes you may use a different index. You can read up on them, but I just wanted to let you know about this tool. I'm sure this lecture for this one part sounded a bit complicated. Don't worry about it. Look at the math formula. It's actually a very simple math formula that he came up with, and I strongly suggest you check it out and look at it and see what they're doing. That's it for this week. Thanks, guys. That's it for this podcast. Thank you for joining me. Music for this recording was supplied by Dano Songs royalty-free music at www.danosongs.com. Copyright 2018.